views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of feeling your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. I have been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how easy it is to let go of limitations in all areas of life. And I have my wonderful energetic practitioners joining me on the show today. I am so happy to say I have Karen Campbell-Betton. She is a certified body talk, mindscape practitioner, UN method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse practitioner, and most important of all, probably a mother. Karen and I met each other. I think, Karen, it's been about 4 years ago or something, or 5 years ago. And maybe it's been seven. It's hard to tell.
It feels like forever.
Yes.
It feels like
yeah.
I've known you for a lifetime.
You and I have been working together, and we've been wanting to share this information with people. How there's simple ways and there's tools we can use that we can change what seem to be insurmountable things in our life. So we are going to talk today about inspiration. And, inspiration comes from the heart and effortlessly connects us to the expression of our natural gifts. And we want to get in alignment with that. And you wanted to talk about that. So we already do have a caller here, but we're just going to, we'll take the call in a little bit. I just want you to talk about inspiration for a minute here.
Yeah. So, I grew up under basically a paradigm of motivation, work hard, motivation. I'm a pretty thin person and I work hard. And, it was hard to get up in the morning, because there was so much work to do. And I did a lot of the things I wanted to do in my life. And I continued to recognize this tension in my body and in my mind and this almost kind of amped up feel that didn't always feel natural. And I had a couple experiences in life where I was open to that possibility. One of them was really even being pregnant. One of the huge moments in my life, I was pregnant with my third child, and I just had this, and I had been through a lot. I had had a couple miscarriages before, one miscarriage before that. And it had been a pretty intense time in my life because I didn't handle it the way I thought I would or should or could, or I was very disappointed in my inability to really function after that. But then when I became pregnant with my third child, I recognized and felt this incredible sense of peace and warmth and effortlessness. And I honestly started to look on a search for that. Where was it? What was this feeling? Was it just the child that was in me? Was it the combination of the two of us? What was going on? And I think, Colette, I met you probably about a year and a half after giving birth to my child. And I've really been on a search to bring that more into life. As a nurse, You know, there is this, you run around and it's do, 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 do. And in that space, we forget, we diminish, we are unable to access and connect to the incredible innate potential that our body and our minds have in just being. You know, we're a mastermind. Our body is a masterpiece and a mastermind and has this incredible potential to heal and to access what is our natural path in life. And when we fight that by trying very hard to go towards the goals that either we have been conditioned to believe are what we want to bring into our lives or our culture or our community or our religion, whatever it may be, when it is not fully aligned with the unique expression of our individual lives, it is work, it is motivation. And people say, but no, this is what I wanted. And then when they get quiet for a moment and they sort of recognize, you know, it's like, well, what makes you feel alive? What do you really love to do? And boy, that's a cool moment, you know, when you have a conversation with someone and they really connect to that and then their eyes light up. And we, and any listeners probably had this experience and they're like, you know, I always love riding horses, or I've always loved being in the mountains, or I always love sitting by a creek with my dog. And you say, you take that little piece, that vibration, that experience, and anchor your life and from that space, right? And become connected to your own inner compass that supports you to access that experience in your own life. That's inspired living. And that's what I like to say, or I've been, you know, this one woman uses the word magic a lot. And that's where the magic starts to happen, you know, and things start to show up in your life that are so effortless and easy, and there's a flow to it.
You're listening to The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I have Karen Campbell-Benton on with me from Limitless Living, and we will be right back after this short break.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Karen Campbell-Benton with us today. Karen, just send your, or could you just give us your new information? Because I know you changed the name of your business to from Intuitive Living to Limitless Living.
Right. Yes. So the name I've actually always had, I just... for my business is Limitless Living. It was my LLC. So we just embraced it all to be the same name to keep things simple. And, intuitive, unfortunately, in our world tends to evoke the feeling of unreliability. And rather than triggering people right off the bat, we thought we would go with something that felt more inspiring, more opening, more had less charge around it in regular everyday world. So we are Limitless Living, and my new website is www.karenbetten.com, and email is karen@karenbetten.com.
Awesome. And, you know, we do have a caller on the line, Mike from Ottawa, so we're going to take that call. Mike, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, yes.
Hi. What can Karen and I do for you today?
Well, it's sort of what maybe you might be able to do for my mother. No, I don't know. I'll tell you the situation in brief, I guess. My mother recently has been diagnosed with a condition called corticobasal degeneration. And the doctors are not 100% sure that that's what it is, but it's pretty rough. And I guess, you know, in addition to the condition itself, it's just hard for her to adapt to it and for my father to adapt to living with her in this new, you know, kind of situation.
Can you explain to us what the symptoms are that, what is this caused in her life?
Well, I guess symptomatically it's there are cognitive issues in terms of memory, word recall. Sometimes now it's actually when she's tired, she can actually have delusions about what's happening in the room or what's going on or what the situation is. It also affects kind of severe muscle tightness, to some degree muscle control, mostly on her right side.
Okay, so what we're going to do is just get a baseline from you, how much this is bothering mm-hmm. you, 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst. Where are you at when you think about your mom and your dad and what's going on?
I'd say it's at least a solid 8.
A solid 8? Okay. Karen, what are you picking up here?
Really, first thing that comes in is nervous system. There's just a chaotic expression in the nervous system. So, and it's coming, it's interesting. It feels like it's being impacted by future generations. So I just want to strengthen, you are her son, right? He's not coming into this at the moment, but I just want to strengthen her to all future chaotic experiences and then do the same for the ancestral's chaotic experiences of life unfolding in ways that did not match notions and conditionings and beliefs and ideas of how all would thrive the most. So I just want to, we kind of just reset her nervous system for that. And then I get a feel for the sun. But it's interesting. Again, I'm not drawn to do any strengthening for you in particular, other than, that's all. Feels pretty powerful.
What's coming, What's coming up with me, right, the question I have for you, Mike, is when did she start first having these the symptoms of this?
She had symptoms, to some degree, she's had symptoms for several years. But I think there was a combination of, they were mild enough that everybody had been hoping that they were not that serious or were maybe temporary reactions to some griefs and stresses she had had. And then when
what
it wasn't that.
What was going on in her life at that time?
Her mother had died. And in the circumstances, she wasn't able to go and be with her mother around the time of her mother's passing, which I know has bothered my mother a lot. So that's
okay,
one
I'm really
event.
Getting a lot of energy coming in here around this right now.
Yeah.
She's, this is karma. Actually, what Karen was saying with the descendants coming in more, it's kind of the descendants down the maternal line have a weakness that they can't be there for their mothers when they die. And your mom wants to replicate this, and she's putting, and I want to explain that this is on a subconscious, unconscious level, and it's absolutely not on a conscious level. People do not become very ill, you know, on purpose, you know, from their conscious mind. But this is a karmic space I'm picking up that goes way back down the maternal line of mothers not being able to be there or not being able to be there for mothers when they're dying. And this is coming up a lot of traumas, a lot of past life situations like that. Your mom, on some level, is on repeat and recycle. And what's going on is she is wanting to shift this. And so what she has chosen, not she has chosen on a conscious level, I want to be very clear on this, but the manifestation of her having something that requires a lot of care and that all of you are in place to look after her. She wants to, on some level, clear this karma for her future generations. And I'm getting a lot of rush coming in from the grandmother, actually, that energy. So we're just going to strengthen that. All the karma involved here with, and it's coming in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. That's why her nervous system is so erratic. And so we're just going to strengthen that there's no need for anyone in your family anymore to suffer a struggle with this. There's no need for you to repeat it, recycle it, redo it for anyone down the line, anyone past in the past, in the ancestors. We're going to strengthen all of them to let go of this. Whew, this is a lot of energy that's moving here right now. So we're just going to strengthen that this can be gentle for her and that there's no need for her to actually suffer in her physical body the symptoms of the line going back all the way down this because of this situation. I just want to check in with you, Mike. Has that number changed at all? What are you experiencing?
It's hard for me to say. It's hard for me to say right now. Sorry.
What's that?
It's for me to say right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to
I don't have a clear number. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to strengthen that you are able to, if you could speak up just a little bit, because we're just having a bit of hearing you. Yeah. We're going to strengthen that, you know, you're going to be the facilitator of this on an energetic level, letting go of the worry. I wrote a book called The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. And in that book, I explain a lot of this. This is what's coming up. When mothers worry about their children, it weakens them. And so we want to strengthen, you know, all the moms out there. We're not going to worry. We're going to see our children moving forward in the most brilliant ways possible. Karen, what else are you picking up?
Well, I think for the son, just the I'm drawn to make the explanation that we're very used to looking at what's wrong. You know, when we look at symptoms, what's wrong with me, and invoking this victim and this fear-based, there's something wrong with me. I need someone to fix me. I need someone else. And I want to give your conscious mind the possibility of looking at this, you know, noticing that that's one way to look at this, but and tends to be the more prevailing one in our current world. But it's also can be looked at as an invitation. You know, all of our physical symptoms are invitations from within to expand. And it's not from our conscious mind, as Colette's made a really great point of making it clear for everyone. And because there's so much more that goes into what we experience in life than consciousness, right? There's subconscious, there's non-conscious. And we know this, right? In the sense that, you know, when you walk into a room, you get a feeling. It's not consciousness. It doesn't come from your intellect. It's a feeling of what's going on. You get, you know, feelings in life, and we're often drawn and directed from that space. So, and if you can open even further to this possibility that these symptoms that she's experiencing are offering a potential for expansion for your whole family, when given that opportunity. And one of the ways that we diminish the possibility of that is engaging fully in the emotions of worry and fear. And it's not that the emotions of worry and fear are not to be avoided. That's not at all what I'm saying. But actually use as an invitation, sitting with them, noticing what they're bringing up for you, and engaging in the wisdom that they are inviting. And that's for you when you look at your mom and you look at your dad, and you can redirect your response and reactionary pattern to your parents, recognizing that it is not your job, nor do you want to take on. You want to allow them to resolve what they came here to resolve so that you can resolve your own issues as well. And the greatest gift you can give them is to live a fully inspired life that is, you know, where you share your natural gifts, right? So, and it's just like Colette was saying, stopping this pattern of, you know, diminishing the expression of your life and your gifts to help someone else. Whereas where we can support the world to expand on the greatest level is by, you know, noticing how we want to help other people, which only sends them further into the victim role, right? And then notice that and say, what is it that I can do in my life that lights me up? And when you show up in that vibration, whether you're in their physical presence or not, you invite the same in them. And I recognize that your mom may not be in what we perceive to be a conscious state where she's going to recognize all these things, but we don't need to understand that or know that. The energy of it alone is so very powerful for your father and for your mother. So the way for you to engage with this experience with them is to continually invite the expansion in you. Are you living your life to the fullest potential that you desire to? Are you engaging in what inspires you?
Beautifully said, Karen. I just would like to check in with you, Mike, now. How are you feeling right now?
Better, thank you.
Yeah, what number are you at?
I don't know. I have trouble with this.
I just want to take a couple breaths. Mike, can you take a couple breaths through your nose and out through your mouth? Just kind of letting all this, you've gotten a whammo fabulous upgrade, and I just want you to breathe through it before you even answer that. Just a couple three breaths to kind of
calibrate.
Thank you. your nervous system, because when we hear things that resonate with our deepest truth, it can be incredibly powerful. So just give you a second before you go into your mind to try to
There we go. And while he's doing that, I'm just going to say the reason for this is I can feel a lot of energy running right now, and it's very beautiful. It's shifting. There we go. Mike, where are you at now?
Maybe 6.
Okay. Your perception has not caught up with the shifting that's going on, so we're going to strengthen your perception so that you can handle this. I'm getting in about 2 to 3 days, you will notice that number is going to keep going down. And it's kind of like you want to see a proven result. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, you know, going to your heart and really strong in your central nervous system yourself. And even now I can feel that dropping. I'm getting your, do you notice a change again right now?
Not yet.
Okay, cool. That's okay. There was a lot of shifts happened there. And so feel free to connect with me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And Karen, what is your email?
Karen@karenbetton.com.
Yeah, if you want to just let us know what's happened and what's going on. And we will...
Okay, thank you.
I'd love to hear if there has been a shift here on a bigger scale, because, you know, in radio time, we don't have the time to really delve into it deeply, and we do have another caller on the line. So, and we're coming to the, we need to take a break on the in a couple minutes here. So I just want to strengthen you. Are you driving right now?
No, no, I just, for some reason, the connection's poor right now. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so bare feet in the earth is really going to, you know how everybody says, oh, I feel better in the woods? Get your bare feet in the earth and just take some deep breaths and just kind of, if you were to totally let go, you know, trying to control your mom or your dad or any of the situations that's coming out, just play with that when you get your bare feet in the earth and just kind of release it a little, and you're going to feel a huge shift and move. And it may be a continual, or it may not, it may stay with you, and you may, you know, but you get to then find your own inner compass to, you know, not to find it, but strengthen it so that you are engaging in action from that
space. Karen, we have to go to break now, so we're going to have to let you go, Mike. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at The Truth is Funny with Colette on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of those. And call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back, and we'll take the next caller and make some more shift happen.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We've got Bill, Will, and Jill on the line, transforming the world one listener at a time, changing and restoring lives in positive ways each time a new show plays. We like callers, so give us a call and we'll give you a holler for being part of it all.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This bud is for you. Hey, Brian.
Tune in for inspiring worldviews, positive talk shows, and good news.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny I have Karen Campbell-Betton here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We're sharing information and shifting people's energy on the radio live here right now. And those energetic shifts are accessible when you listen to this show later. I love to share tools with people on how to shift energy quickly, efficiently, and move some, you know, more of life's challenges into a more positive way. And I have many tools here. I just wanted to mention that I work with Mark Kettenbach from Germany, and we have our Energetic Upgrade online program out available, and you can access that at energeticupgrade.com. I also brought out my series of paintings that I started 9 years ago, and energy shifting cards, energy correcting cards, that are also available at the talesfromthevector.com. That's T-A-I-L-S. And also, as usual, you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. We do have a caller on the line right now, and we want to take that call. This is Michaela from British Columbia. Are you there, Michaela?
Hi, Colin. I'm here.
Hi. What can Karen and I do for you today?
I see someone that you know named Nicole Short. I see her for treatment.
Okay.
And
she's one of a student of mine. And now she's really, you know, she's taken this off, taken off, and she's a very brilliant practitioner.
Yes, for sure. She's working with me. I have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And thought I could get some energy shifting from you.
Absolutely. I want to know, when were you diagnosed?
About 4 years ago, 2012.
And what was going on in your life at that time?
Three or four years prior, well, my mom had just died. My dad died. My marriage broke down a year later, and then my mom died, and then I got diagnosed.
I'm going to have Karen, she's correcting her energy in the background while I'm talking, but I want to just say this to you, that I have picked up a weakness this year with people, because this is a leap year, and being that on fit, you know, that there are energetic cycles that happen in 4 year cycles where, and I picked up this information working with clients this year, that on that day, on February 29th, that there's the impact of a leap year is like 4 years hitting you all at once, and you really got it there. And what's coming up is that your whole life broke apart. And so I'm going to just ask you for a baseline here, and 0 to 10, 10 being that, you know, how you feel about this, how your health is, 10 being the absolute worst. Where are you on that scale?
Oh, 10.
Yeah, 10 plus. 10. Okay, so
yeah.
Karen. Here we go. Karen's going to.
The past, right? So I just want to take the whole general past and just sort of strengthen you to the, it's kind of like taking a light in the attic of your brain. And this is sort of a body talk is one of the modalities that I do, but it's like a body talk modality, and where we sort of take a light in the attic of your brain, you know, imagining that the brain were an attic. Where an attic, you know, like dark corners, where there are aspects that are desiring to hold on to these charges or these perceived charges, right? And every memory, you know, a memory that has an active charge to it, right? You know, think about, you know, I don't know, think about one that brings up a lot of charge for you. Would it be the divorce, or would it be your mother's death, or maybe another memory that's bringing up a lot of charge for you? What would that be?
Oh, any and all of the above.
Well, what's the one? Just give one that comes up. So let's just bring you to that. Well, give me one.
I'll say my mom. When my mom
Your
died.
Mom, yeah. So let's just, you know, bring that in. And so we're imagining that we're looking in the brain, right? It was an experience, and it only has the amount of charge that we give it, right? And there is a conscious component to that. So in doing this, we're just kind of taking a light in the attic in the brain, and we're looking at the different parts of the brain that are still holding on to this charge. One of them would be the hippocampus, which is where we imprint memories, right? As you know, somewhat factual, right? But they're always filtered by our perceptions, right? And so one of the things that comes up there is this huge expansion of this non-physical potential that we have in life, right? There's the physical aspect that says you're no longer physically together, but the non-physical aspect of it is limitless and has an infinite potential of connection to this spirit, this person that showed up in your life to be your mother that you chose for. So we just take a nice deep breath in. And as you're doing that, I'm going into your brain and just inviting the different parts of the brain to release the charge around the physicality of that experience and inviting the non-physical potential to expand even further so that it can become less concrete, less solid, less static, and more flowing. And that expands the creative side of your body and your spirit and your potential, all your non-physical aspects, right? So that would be the left side of your body and the right aspect of your brain. And then we integrate your right and left brain even further to allow this creative, limitless side of your body to infuse into the intellectual side so that you can get a little bit of both in all of the action that you take in life. So just take a nice deep breath. And how do you feel right now?
I feel calmer.
Yeah, beautiful. And do not underestimate the power of that experience in your life to feel calmer, to feel more rooted, to feel more connected to the power that you have to enact change in your life. And taking action from there. What are you drawn to? Where are you feeling? How, if you wanted to expand this non-physical aspect of your living and your life that knows that you are infinitely connected to your mother forever, you're infinitely connected even to the person you divorced. They showed up in your life for a period of time. And that's, and even this experience of this disease, that's all it is an experience. And you can give it the charge that you give it, or you can expand this part that's not necessarily fully supported in our world, but there's a growing number of us that are expanding its energy, and we can tap in together and really experience a very powerful, engaging life like Colette and I do on a regular basis. And why I've been so honored to come on this radio show and invite this experience with her, to the community of people that are ready to engage in their own power to enact change that comes from effortless ease, as you just experienced, right? You went from feeling tense to not with what? With our incredible non-physical power.
And so I would just like to ask you, Michaela, where are you number-wise right now?
Say it again.
What if you were to give me a number now on that baseline, you were at 10 plus. What number pops into your mind right now?
About a 7.
Yeah, I was getting, you're at a 7 sliding down to a 6. I want to explain something to you and for everybody, because this has been coming up for me a lot in the last month with my clients, is that on the full moon, there's a lot of astrological influences at play here, and we want to strengthen everybody to these astrological influences. At the full moon 2 weeks ago, we had the way the planets were aligned, the moon and the sun were in perfect alignment with each other. And this was on a deeper scale, the masculine and the feminine energies integrating and on an astrological level. And so we want to strengthen everybody to that, because there is a major shift there. It's to bring in the divine feminine. And when I say that, this is not about men and women, it's about the masculine and feminine qualities within our own body. And as we integrate our masculine and feminine side, and this is something that, generally the feminine energy sits in the left-hand side of the body, and the masculine energy sits in the right-hand side of the body. And so we want to integrate that for you. Also, we just had a new moon on July 4th, Independence Day. This was a Cancer moon. And the sign of Cancer is about nurturing, mothering, all of this. So it's affecting us in a very big way. And at the same time, that new moon came up on Independence Day, in United States. There's a lot of fear out there around the world right now because of all the hype around all the elections. We're just going to strengthen everybody to this, that everything's falling into place in the way that that we can move it into a more beautiful place on a deeper level. A lot of people are calling the Earth Mother Earth. And so there's some energy around that. I'm just I'm doing some shifting around that. Also, I just wanted to let you know, when I lost my mother, you know, she crossed the veil, so to speak, I was absolutely shocked at the effect that it had on me. And if you want to hold on, we will, because we have to take a quick break here. What we'll do is we'll check in with you after the break, and Karen and I'll do some more shifting while we do that. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Steff, and I have Karen Campbell-Betton on with me from Limitless Living, and we will be right back after this short break.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Betton on, and we have Michaela on the line. Michaela, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yes. What I'm picking up, and this is, I'm getting really powerful information for everyone listening right now. When I was saying just before the break that I was kind of shocked at the impact that my mother's death had on me, because we were in kind of preparation for it. And when I thought about it after that, my mom was in a senior, she had just been placed in a facility, and we were trying to move her to another one. It was flu season, and they would not let any of the family in because they didn't want to spread the flu. And my mom, for 2 weeks, we weren't allowed to go into the building. And so what happened is, you know, we'd phone and, yep, she's fine. And then 2 weeks later, they found her in a coma and in a pile of diarrhea, actually. And my mom died thinking that her family, because she was so highly medicated, you know, on so many medications, she died thinking that we weren't there for her. This is what the caller before had. I want to just strengthen this for everybody. People die. We are all going to have that physical death, is what we call it. Having said that, it is not something that a person ever dies alone. We are all connected, and people get really upset when they're not there for their parents or for someone when they're dying. And Karen, as a emergency nurse, and you know, you've seen this a lot. Many, many people will wait until their family leaves, and then they'll make their exit. And so, I just want to strengthen this for everybody out there that is feeling this deep sadness that they lost their parents or a loved one, and we're not there to be there for that person at the time of their death. I am calling it Source. I call that Christ. That's my how I say it. Christ is with them. God is with them. Source energy is with them. And we're just going to strengthen that for everybody 100% here. And Karen, I just want to see what you're getting here.
Yeah, well, it's kind of swirling back into, I mean, it's quite powerful, you know, and sort of bringing our conscious focus into this the non-physical realm. And what's coming up for you is the accumulation of not being there, you know, for you not being there for others and others not being there for you in your experience. And Michaela, that is. So I just want to take your entire nervous system and rewire it to the expansiveness of our non-physical natures. And it's only our need to tangibly, you know, our connection to the Newtonian physics, you know, that something that's real has to have mass and weight. Because when you get down to it, right, in an atom, there's only energy. So everything is energy, right? And which means everything is consciousness of what you bring to it. So we're just going to strengthen that limitless potential in your nervous system and in your view of the experiences you've had in your life of being connected and disconnected from people. You know, in our lives, our people show up and people leave. Some leave charges, some do not. The ones that leave a charge are giving us an opportunity to expand how we engage with the world and giving us an opportunity to recognize we can't get anything from anyone else that we don't give ourselves.
There we go.
I even have chills. So we just strengthen all of that, the whole community out there of nurturing, nourishing our own unique individual natures in whatever we are drawn to do to expand our own gifts and what we have to bring to this world. And recognizing that these experiences of loss and these experiences of separations are opportunity to go even deeper in that expression of our lives than we ever thought possible.
And I would like to check in with you now, Michaela. What are you experiencing?
Mm-hmm. What am I experiencing? I feel a lot calmer, yeah.
And what number would you give that calm?
Five.
Yeah, I'm getting you're slipping into a three. So we're going to strengthen this with a lot of my clients in the last week or two. I was getting that a lot of the energy out there is around people. There's nothing more painful for people, for a lot of people, that when their loved ones don't show up for them. And so this whole not showing up, we want to strengthen everybody to that. You know, people say, oh, well, he didn't show up for me. That person, you know, didn't we want to strengthen that connection, that weakness there for everyone. And I also want to bring something else up here, is that when we lose our most cherished loved ones, what happens is quite often we feel that we need to express that grief for a long time, or we're dishonoring them. So we want to strengthen that we move towards a place where we recognize all the beauty of all the experiences that we had with that person and let go of the pain. And many times people will say, oh, that just broke my heart. If I'm on Facebook, I'll see people, oh, this just breaks my heart. That is not, choose your words wisely, because we want to strengthen that for everybody, that everybody's heart is full, and that we can expand the love that comes from the heart, and that we can expand that love for others as well as for ourselves, and that vibration of the love that comes from our heart, that's unconditional love, and we want to strengthen that for everyone, 100%, infinite potential.
Independent. Exactly what you're saying, independent of the stories, right? The stories that say we are less than the divine, the stories that say we, you know, that constantly diminish who we all are. And we can attach to those stories, or we can attach to this other story that has this limitless potential, and this feeling of connection and this awareness that we are some part of, you know, we are all part of the ocean, even though we are just a wave. Yeah.
And Michaela, we're going to, because we're in radio time, we run out of time. It seems very quickly. Time passes quickly. I just would like to check in with you one more time, how you're feeling.
Okay.
Right now. Go to your heart.
I'm feeling calmer.
Mm-hmm. And does calmer have a number now?
I still have stress because I'm on disability and I'm having financial difficulties too. So I'm having that going on too right now. So.
Yeah, but I'm just asking you, from the time that we started to this time now, what number are you at?
About a 5.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that you can keep shifting here. I'm actually getting you around a 3 or a 2, dropping down, but we're going to strengthen your perception to catch up with this. Thank you for calling in. Karen, we're at the end of the show pretty much. We've got a couple minutes here. I would just like to give you an opportunity to, you know, express what you would like to express for a minute or so here for the listeners.
Thank you. What an honor to work with the people we work with and the community that we worked with today. And always an honor to be on this show. I have a website to find out all that's going on with my engagement with the world and my gifts that I have been called to share with the world, you know, and each one of my experiences has expanded that possibility. Each one of the losses, each one of the perceived impossible situations in life have opened me to engage in a life that I really never dreamt would be possible. And, you know, in each year that dream gets expanded in ways I didn't think possible, because my mind limits what's possible. It only works from what it knows, where this limitless non-physical aspect of our being is not engaged in those stories of what's not possible. Just like that, you know, how long did it take us to break the 4-minute mile? You know, so what we think is possible does impact our lives, and gathering as we have on this radio show and in this forum of together, looking at how we can, with ease and grace, expand what is possible in our lives, our individual lives, our families, our communities, the globe, all of that is so very powerful. And at the same time can be fun and light. And when we engage laughter, we expand the heart energy. And I love to do that. And I work with that. My clients and Colette, we've always worked together on that energy space.
Yes, so, and I love you, Karen. We have to go now. We ran out of radio time. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny. We will be back on the air at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time next Wednesday morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Karen, for being on the show. Thank you, callers, for calling in. And thank you, Brian, for being such a wonderful producer. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.